any individual who might have multiple outlets for sex gratification. That could be anywhere from intercourse to oral sex. There are persons who even though they might be straight, don't mind playing around with the opposite sex for a while. You know, it just doesn't bother them either way. You know, as long as they have a dominant role, you know, like the cat who is a man who he doesn't mind associating with homosexuals for pay or play or whatever it is, you know. But he takes it as being a business attitude about it. It's a matter of business. You got there the women who might do that, who I guess I'm trying to think about when did we start hanging that one out. And that was in the late, I guess in the mid-50s, when oral sex became more prevalent in the black community.
Was it taboo, or was that just not done, or what?
Oh, you just didn't find very many blacks who engaged in oral sex. Now you do.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know, people get involved now, so there's that. I think the more intellectual and the more slick the people are, the more prone they are to start trying different things.
Yeah.
And so it was in that particular circle, saying the marijuana smoking or the coke sniffing set, where people don't particularly mind talking about freaking.
Uh-huh.
You know, so.
Is that what you call an sexually overactive male, too?
He's just a stud. We don't even look at him as being sexually. You know, that's, you
it's
see
impossible.
The, yeah, impossible.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, what about a sexually indiscreet female? Somebody's.
No, she's a bitch.
Okay, any
other names? She's from a bitch to a whore.
Okay, what about indiscreet male?
Well,
are there any
names? Really, on any names. I kind of, it depends on who I'm talking to. I might say a person is promiscuous.
Yeah.
I like to use that one. It's kind of cute to me, you know.
Yeah.
I always say that in today's society, promiscuity is running rampant.
Yeah.
And it is, you know.
You're right. Okay. What names do you have for a really ugly girl?
Bat.
A what?
A bat.
That's a good one on me.
Yeah, you know, that's, when you say a bat, you picture a bat.
Bad.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't know, there's so many different things. Depends on where you are, you know, like we're going from dodo bird to bat. Or just plain ugly.
Yeah. What about an ugly man?
He might be a goofball. Of course, now goofball is, and we usually thought about a goofball as being ugly plus what we would consider is not too hip, you know, like the country bumpkin type.
Okay, I get it. Yeah.